If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer. It's the answer told by lines that stretched around schools and churches, numbers this nation has never seen. By people who waited 3 hours, 4 hours, many for the first time in their lives, because they believed that this time must be different, that their voices could be that different. It's the answer spoken by young and old, rich and poor, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, Americans who sent a message to the world that we have never been just a collection of individuals. We are and always will be the United States of America. There's new energy to harness, new jobs to be created, new schools to build, and threats to meet, alliances to repair. The road ahead will be long. Our climb will be steep. We may not get there in 1 year or even in one term. But America, I have never been more hopeful than I am tonight that we will get there. I promise you, we as a people will get there.
the truth, and no more lies. We want freedom, justice, and equality. Paid the cop, beat the boss. Paid the cop, beat the boss. Paid the cop, beat the boss. Cross the tracks, turn my back. Cross the tracks, turn my back.
Yeah.
help us. Let us summon a new spirit of patriotism, of responsibility, where each of us resolves to pitch in and work harder and look after not only ourselves but each other. Let us remember that if this financial crisis taught us anything, it's that we cannot have a thriving Wall Street while Main Street suffers. In this country, we rise or fall as one nation, as one people. We are not enemies, but friends. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. And all those watching tonight from beyond our shores, from parliaments and palaces, those who are huddled around radios in the forgotten corners of the world. Our stories are singular, but our destiny is shared. The new dawn of American leadership is at hand. Tonight we prove once more that the true strength of our nation comes not from the might of our arms or the scale of our wealth, but from the enduring power of our ideals, democracy, liberty, opportunity, and unyielding hope. What we've already achieved gives us hope for what we can and must achieve tomorrow. This election had many stories that will be told for generations, but one that's on my mind tonight is the heartache and the hope, the struggle and the progress. The times we were told that we can't, and the people who pressed on with that American creed, yes, we can. At a time when women's voices were silenced and their hopes dismissed, she lived to see them stand up and speak out and reach for the ballot. When there was despair in the Dust Bowl and depression across the land, we saw a nation conquer fear itself with a new deal, new jobs, a new sense of common purpose. When the bombs fell on our harbor and tyranny threatened the world, she was there to witness a generation rise to greatness. Democracy was saved. She was there for the buses in Montgomery, the hoses in Birmingham, a bridge in Selma, and a preacher from Atlanta who told the people that we shall overcome. A man touched down on the moon. A wall came down in Berlin. A world was connected by our own science and imagination. And this year, America, we have come so far. We have seen so much, but there's so much more to do. So tonight, let us ask ourselves, if our children should live to see the next century, what change will they see? What progress will we have made? This is our chance to answer that call, to put our people back to work and open doors of opportunity for our kids, to restore prosperity and promote the cause of peace, to reclaim the American dream and reaffirm that fundamental truth that out of many we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Thank you. God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Thank you.
Hey, listen to the man.
Godfather.
Hey, back.
Oh, bless.
People, gotta get over before we go under. Dear Lord. People, we gotta get over before we go under. Hey, country, you didn't say what you meant. You just changed a brand new funky president. Stock market going up, jobs going down, it ain't no fucking job to be found. Tax keep going up. I changed from a glass, now I drink from a paper cup, getting bad. People, we gotta get over before we go under. Listen to me. Let's get together and raise some. Let's get together, get some land. Raise our food like the man. Save our money like the mob. Put up a factory on the job. Hey! some land. Raise our food just like the man. Save our money, do like the mob. Put up your factory and own the job. We got to get over before we go under. Time it out. Just change. We got a brand new funky president. I need to be the mayor so I can change the things around here. I need to be the governor.
revolution.
Are you somebody? I said, damn right I'm somebody. What do you say? Are you somebody? Damn right. Lynn Collins, Miss Collins, are you somebody? Mr. Ray, are you somebody? Are you somebody, Brother Frank? You got a lot of good ones. Are you somebody from the Pale Parker? Some light was invented to give sight by the white man.
mother was. When we love one another, we can open doors.
Hey, 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 hey.
Are you ready? In ghetto streets, trying to get over.
has no happiness. Oh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune bad, but if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. Superfly. We'll be right back.
On the move. of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream. One day, this nation will rise, 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 live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident. One day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. My four little children one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racist, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day, one day.
Yeah. Inside. Let freedom ring, and if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado.